Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. The host for tonight is Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roy, and welcome back to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. We're really happy to have all our light workers and healers and people that are searching for answers and for healing. We're always here every night. Just call in and we'll give you a prayer and we'll help you out if you're going through hard times. I just want to announce that I have a Christian neighbor that has been threatening to commit suicide. And this morning I was counseling him. And there's a lot of people out there that are very depressed, very suicidal. Remember, you always have somebody to talk to. There's always somebody out there that will help you. And I just wanted to give you that message. Just fight for your very soul. And call out to your angels and guides and Heavenly Father, and they'll help you through any hard times that you're going through. They're not ruled by money. I wanted to give that message, Roy.
Well, we want to thank you, for sharing that with us. And again, we send our prayers to those that might be going through things in their life. And the main thing is, remember that everything that we go through is just temporary. That all we have to do is just, if we don't like something, we just have to change our way of thinking and then, come up with different ideas, different ways, of doing things. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Richie?
I was just going to say that anybody out there that, needs prayer or spiritual healing, just call right in and we'll give you a prayer and spiritual healing or whatever that you need, whatever that you're going through. And this is not an easy thing that we're living in here on Earth, but we make the best out of it with our Creator, our God. But we just have to have faith in everything what we do and He'll create a better life for us and make a new creation for us. But not that.
And we do have a caller waiting now. Why don't we go ahead and invite the caller on? The caller from the 619 area, you're on the air.
Hi, Roy.
Hello.
Hi, Roy. This is Steve.
Oh, Steve, how you doing? We welcome you back to our show tonight. Ethan mentioned that you were on the show with us last night.
I never got to get on.
Good. And how's everything going?
I have my challenges. I'd like to get a reading, if I may.
Wonderful. Adrian, we'll go ahead and have Adrian share a message for you.
Thank you. Are you going to use the cards?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just one minute, okay?
If you like a card reading, whatever you like, Steve, I can
thank you.
What would you prefer? Would you like
a card? Other than a card, what are my choices?
Well, I use my pendulum charts. And my pendulum charts goes into relationships, compatibility, family lineages, health, emotional body, just all kinds of different things.
What do you think is more in depth?
How about I do the cards, and then we can go into that if we got
okay.
some time.
Good enough. That's just great.
Okay. What are some of the questions that are on your mind, Steve?
I'm just feeling stuck. Just wanting changes in my life, basically.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Well, it says that things are moving very fast for you in the transformation that you're going through right now on a spiritual level. You receive information very fast. You're very receptive. You're very open. You're like a receiver. And you're receiving a lot of new energies that are coming in. And things are moving very quickly for you. And this is going to be a very successful journey for you. So it's going to be like a swift courtship. Another thing is the Eight of Cups is that you're going to run into a situation where you're going to be going down different paths in your life. And this decision will be...
Adrian, you said something about a courtship?
Yes.
Could you say that again? I didn't hear it.
It's saying something about a swift courtship.
Oh, swift. Okay, I got you.
Does that kind of make sense?
Well, I'm single now, but I guess in the future it will.
Okay. Were you ever in a relationship in your past, or?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's saying something about your past. It's like saying that you're going to be running into a lot of things of your past, but
okay,
these are just like memories that are going to come up to help you to progress in the future, in your love relationship future.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing in the card is I'm seeing you looking into a mirror, and the mirror is showing the past, a reflection of your past. But you're going to be looking for things that are going to help you in your future. Even though, you know, we're supposed to be in the present, but there are things from the past that are still kind of creeping up, you know?
Right. What I've been doing is trying to clear up that stuff.
Yes. And that's part of the deprogramming that I was talking about last night, clearing up all the stuff from our past,
all the rubbish,
our DNA, and reaching into those higher level frequencies. The Eight of Cups is saying basically these are going to be mostly emotional things that will pop up, but it's going to help you along the path, your spiritual path, and there's going to be a lot of radical changes in your plans. Some things may appear disappointment. These will be, since you're a high-level energy person, you're very high-level, there are going to be more accomplishments in love affairs. So you're going to be kind of walking down different paths that you'll have to decide where you want to go.
Okay.
Kind of in a crossroads.
Right.
Right now, it's saying that you feel a little isolated or restricted, but these restrictions are going to come out really soon. It's just right now you just feel tied down because of this Mercury retrograde that we're all being affected with. You're a very grounding person. You know how to guard yourself very well. I see a blonde woman coming into your life. This woman is very telepathic, very sensitive. She's very good when it comes to making career decisions.
Okay.
And she's blonde haired and she is very clairvoyant.
Really?
Yeah, she's very open, very psychic. The next one is I'm seeing the Ten of Pentacles. I'm seeing some type of real estate or investing into something that you're going to be investing a large sum of money or a large sum of money that you're going to be coming into.
Okay.
The next one is the Three of Pentacles. That has a lot to do with a lot of unexpected things that are going to come to occur. And new doorways are opening up for you this year. And that has to do with your career. Are you kind of into the into any kind of real estate or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay, so this is just something that may pop up that has something with real estate, something about investment, something about money that is coming up from an unexpected source.
Okay. I wonder if it's an inheritance.
Maybe it has
something.
I'm sorry?
I wonder if it has to do with maybe an inheritance I don't know about.
That could be very possible because it is talking about an inheritance. So it's funny you bring that up.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's showing from different types of sources that are coming your way.
Okay.
It says you're. Have you been ill recently?
A little bit, but nothing major.
Because it's showing a recovery from an illness. Money, good luck, good news that is coming your way. It says you got some wind in your hands right now, so that's good. Basically saying the ball's in your court and whatever decisions that you want to make will be good for you.
Okay.
Even if other people tell you that it's not. I mean, it's just basically saying you are where you are going to be and what you are doing is very good. You're right where you want to be, basically.
Cool. It's just a matter of just hanging in there until things turn around, because right now it just feels like a
frustrated. Absolutely. The Nine of Wands is saying that it's going to be like a fever, but you're going to, once you get the fever, it's like breaking a fever.
Okay.
Once you break the fever, and everything that you don't understand will be clarified to you.
Right.
I'm using that as a metaphor. You know.
Right.
Yeah. It's like breaking a fever. And then you go
right,
to the next stage in your life. Yeah. Your well-being is assured of your success and your full accomplishments. This is when your guide's coming in. It shows a red-haired woman holding a red bird. And she's saying that your well-being is assured by your success and your accomplishments. So whatever you decide to go down, you will accomplish it this year.
This year, okay. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, AJ.
I know it's been a roller coaster for you. So.
Oh, yeah.
As of all of
us.
So.
Yeah, we all go through
it. The Two of Pentacles saying that you are going to balance everything out financially for this year. So, you are coming into your balance. Things are balancing for you, and things are happening. And
could you tell me more about the blonde lady?
You know, it's interesting. When I was picking up her energy, she has a lot of angelic energy around her.
Okay.
She's going to be kind of like your conscience. It's like Jiminy Cricket, you know. She's going to be kind of like let your conscience be your guide kind of thing. She's like an archetype.
Okay.
And she's going to kind of be like your new guide.
Okay.
In physical form.
You're like a mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel, just me, you're going to grow very attached to this lady if you choose emotionally.
Right.
Because she's single and she's looking and she's kind of filling out the situation with your energy right now.
She's doing what?
She knows about your energy. And
okay.
Kind of feeling it, yeah. She doesn't know where it's coming from, but she could feel it. But when you guys do connect, then you'll feel it too. Well, the energy will build. It'll be very strong.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes, I do like this movie's energy. So.
Right.
You're going to go
thank
for
you so much for the
intervention. You're very welcome, baby.
Steve, I just want to share something with you. This is a message from the Avalon cards. These are the Oracle cards. And
okay.
The message is that the card that I pulled is called the Bee. And when you see the card of the Bee, it brings luck, and it's industrious, and sweet victory. When the bee buzzes onto your path, it's a reminder that with hard work and a firm commitment to building your dream, a sweet outcome is assured. The bee is a symbol of luck, so expect miracles, and your life will be victorious and sweet. Remember that you also create your own life. That is, effort is essential as your progress along your path in order to make your dreams a reality. The bee is an industrious, busy creature that's always making honey. The bee gets busy, and the honey will soon be yours. The bee is always a fortunate omen.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Good. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roy.
That's a beautiful
You're
message.
Welcome. You're welcome. But that, you know, when you think about it, it sort of sums everything up on what Adrian was just telling you. And that it's always amazing how the Oracle cards will relate to that.
Yeah.
It summarizes everything. Right.
Yeah.
Synchronicity.
I needed this, I'll tell you. Let me tell you, it helped a lot.
Well, you are very welcome, and we're just glad to be able to help.
It really does build up the energy.
Yes, because we all need it. We all need to pick up from time to time, you know, when we get discouraged and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to share about my... my neighbor, he was very suicidal this morning, and it's funny how you say we all get discouraged, because I would never look at him as one of those type of people that would be very discouraged and very down and very depressed and to those lower level energy. You know?
Adrian, this is echo every time you talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but there's always, every time you talk, there's an echo.
Huh, that's really weird. Can you hear the echo, Roy? Or?
Not now.
I can hear it, too.
And I think because Adrian and me are both in the same room, and he's probably picking up my phone, and I'm picking up his.
But when you said I can hear it too, I didn't hear it again.
No. Plus, he might have been talking too far away from his phone.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Clear?
Yeah, that was fine. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the other room now. I was just saying that my neighbor, I would have never looked at him as somebody is very down and depressed and discouraged because he's a very spiritual person and very close to God and very enlightened. But we're coming into a time where we're going into this spiritual warfare, and it's it has killed a lot of our friends, you know. So I just wanted to share that. It's a tragedy, you know.
Right. What was the source of his discontent, if you could tell us? I mean, what was he so depressed about?
He was under demonic attack just recently, and he says he has a really hard time praying because there's a subconscious block. And I'm trying to show him about the deprogramming, how we can deprogram ourselves out of that situation. But his religious beliefs are very, very strong, you know.
Oh, because he probably thinks it's hypnosis or something.
Yes. He thinks it's mind control and manipulation.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's very backwards.
That's kind
thinking,
of a sad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we pray for him, and we pray for everyone else that that would like some healing out there that's gone through those same situations. So I just wanted to leave that message with everybody.
That's a beautiful thing you did.
Thank you.
Now, the main thing is I just want to share that, you know, to all our listeners out there, that if you ever get to a point, you know, in your life where you feel that, you know, there is no, you know, answers or is no way out, you know, there's always a way, you know, and that's through God's way, you know, through Jesus Christ, you know. We have to turn, I've turned to him many a times in my lifetime, and he's always answered my prayers. I just wanted to share that with everybody. Now, Richie, you want to share something with us? You've never met Steve before. I have my oldest son from Southern Colorado there. Richie, do you want to introduce yourself?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. I'm doing much better now. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Very well here in Colorado. It's been very windy here. We've been getting a lot of 40 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts here. But other than that, we've had no snow for a while. No, it's been pretty cloudy here, windy, and you know, the temperatures have been around 50-60s lately. But
that's nice.
You never know what's going to happen, and you know, in the Rocky Mountains over here in the Rocky State, it can go good or it can go good or crazy, you know.
Okay.
But beautiful state over here, beautiful state, Colorado.
Cool.
I just wanted to share, Steve, that Richie lives in the same hometown where I grew up at. And he met his wife here in Utah. And when he started dating her, he found out that she was from my hometown.
It's a small world.
Yeah. Now Richie lives in my hometown, and I live, you know, all the way here in Utah now. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, where do you live, Steve?
I'm in California.
California. Okay. I've been there several times. It's a nice state. It's pretty busy
very
there.
Good
yeah. Oh yeah, I moved from Florida a couple of years ago, and it's if you ever been anybody's ever never been there, go to Florida. It's beautiful over there. It's
do you ever get snow there?
I'm sorry?
You ever get snow in Florida?
Snow in Florida? No, we've never had snow there. Just a lot of tropical storms. We get a lot of tropical storms over there. Lots of rain. I live in the ocean of Gulf of Mexico by Tampa, a place called Clearwater as well.
Clearwater.
Water, Florida. And we got tons of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And sunshine. So it was beautiful. Yeah, it's pretty humid there.
Yeah, I was going to say that, humidity.
Yes, it is. California has humidity. You go down by San Diego, you go by the beaches and the ocean.
Occasionally, but not to the degree that you do, or did.
Yeah, Yes, I hear you. Yes. So you called to get some spiritual healing tonight, huh?
Oh, I didn't even know about that. Are you talking about the spiritual response healing? Or?
Yeah, you called to get spiritual healing, like, just of anything, just finding out things, God will lead your way. He will, Steve. He always does. We have faith that he will, just by the power of prayer, And we can always get whatever we try to achieve, But he only gives us things that we can only, only things that we can only handle. And to keep us safely in his arms. But anyhow, anything you want to say there, or Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to find out if Steve, are you having a hard time with the Blog Talk? I mean, sometimes it sounds a little staticky. I don't know if on your end, if it's causing any problems or.
Right now, it's fine. I mean, I feel Blog Talk has improved a lot since the past few years. I mean, it was constantly having problems, but I'm not having any problems at all.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that it's starting to clear up.
Remember when shows would constantly get dropped several times during the whole show and people have to call back in? I mean, that still happens, but not to the degree it used to.
Yeah, I noticed that they've improved a lot of it and they've upgraded a lot. And me and my dad have come up with more time on our shows. And but I don't know if you've been talking to Elena lately. I just wanted to ask you that question.
No, I haven't. Does she still have her show?
Yeah, she does. Does she still have her? I don't know.
She was going on
the last time I talked to her. The last time I talked to her was that when I called your show and she was on. A few months ago.
She's doing a lot of traveling from what we heard, but she's coming to a lot of new different things. We've come into a lot of different things. One of the things that we've come in contact with is a technology called Ormus, and I don't know if you're very familiar with that.
I heard you talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, my dad can kind of go a little bit more into that. Do you want to talk about what Ormus does, Dad, or just kind of explain to?
Well, mainly, the best way to describe it is, during the time when Moses, went up into the mountains to get his tablet, he came back, down the mountain and found out that his people were worshiping false idols. The gold calf.
Yes, I remember the movie.
He had them burn that down into a white powder, and then he cast the powder onto the water and had them drink it. And that was the Ormus. But it goes by different names. You might even have heard it called Humanus Gold.
I have heard of that one. I have heard it called that.
Yeah. The main thing is, helps people, to be more focused. It helps people to, increase their, psychic abilities. Yeah. And it has a lot of good, properties. Adrian's been taking it now for about 2 months now. And we've seen some huge changes.
I wanted to say that to you, Adrian, yesterday. When you were talking, you just sounded totally different. Just more articulate. Just something seemed different about the way you were talking. I noticed that yesterday.
Yeah. The Ormus is kind of like a downgrade to what we're taking. The upgrade to what we're taking is called Exotic Matter. And the reason why he calls it this is because there's different ingredients in the exotic matter that the actual Ormus they're making doesn't have. And this guy that has taught us about it is he's very wealthy, and he has a lot of connections to put this exotic matter together. So it's costing him a pretty penny to put it all together. But in the end, I told him that if we can get it out to many masses of people that we can trust, then we can start to deprogram a lot of people that need the deprogramming, because it really helps with a lot of the DNA work that we do.
How does it manage to do? Program. I mean, I don't understand that.
How does it what?
How is it able to deprogram?
Well, it basically metamorphosis programming. It's kind of, I don't know, how would you explain it, Dad? Like a metamorphosis, it changes the DNA?
Well, the main thing is we were all programmed between the ages of 0 to 10 years old. And with this does, it opens up, okay, let me go a little bit more into detail. What it does is, see, we have 64 codons in our brain. And with the marmots or, exotic matter, what it does, it opens up these codons in our brain. So that we're only at 20 right now, but it could increase it up to, 24 to 26. Once you reach those levels, see, they're working with some psychic Chinese children over there when they start experimenting with that. And these kids have psychic abilities where they could get a book and just stick it up underneath their arm, and they could tell you everything in that book, and they could quote it, what page, what chapter, what paragraph, everything, what was being said in that book. It just gives like superhuman abilities, that a lot of people, believe that, that's not possible, but it is possible with these codons being once they're activated. Yeah.
They're very powerful, yeah. And you can actually walk through walls.
I heard you saying that yesterday.
Yeah.
So it changes the
matter. And I was telling you about Dr. Hawkins, how he opened this hospital in Houston, Texas. He was talking to me and Richie and my dad about how he's working with these different technologies and a lot of with these kids, with these codons, and a lot of the things that he wanted to say that he couldn't say on the air because it's so profound, and it could be dangerous,
Right.
It's high tech, isn't it? So I thought it was just very interesting because this is a lot with what Alina's doing with the DNA work. She's deprogramming what she's doing. But there's more of an effective way how to deprogram. But she's not she's going in remotely to deprogram, which I think is good, but I think it goes a lot deeper than that. Of our own understanding. And a lot of that knowledge that we don't have, you know, it's more of like a remote viewing. Yeah, it's more advanced is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's how she was taught by the people that took her in Peru how to do all this. And I think it's great. It just, I think there's more advanced people out there. Yeah.
There's always more to learn. Just when you think you know everything, more. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there always is. Yeah.
There's Darla, and then there's.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I. Have you told her about this product, and what does she think?
We haven't been able to talk to her about a lot of what we've learned, a lot of the new stuff that we've learned about the metaphors and about the exotic matter and about. Emotional codes and the geotrans and the deprogramming. I mean, there's just so much more to learn. And some people, you know, practitioners are just okay with what they already have. But I think it's better if you can just put it all together. And if you can just put it all together, it just makes it much more powerful. That's just me, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you Dad.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we applied the emotional field along with the Geotran, and a lot of people don't even know anything about Geotran because the lady that taught us Geotran is now murdered.
Oh my God!
So now the information is not out there. It's not available. So. I think a lot of people should know. I think we're in that time frame where a lot of people should know, but there is always that fine line where you got to be really careful. Wouldn't you agree, Dad?
Yeah,
careful about that.
Do you think the Illuminati had something to do with her murder?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I do. Just because she was spreading light and the deprogramming and just letting people know that there's a higher power out there that we can all use and cheering people. Most definitely. I believe that they got their hands on her. Don't you, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
But again, this kind of information... They don't want it to get out.
No, they don't.
Of course not.
No.
They want to keep the people asleep.
But, you know, this is interesting now. That so much information and new technologies and all these different things are getting out. And, you know, through the Internet, you know, people are beginning to
open up
and listen. And they're trying to say... you know, something's going on here. We need to do more research. So, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we're drawing, you know, these people, these light workers to us and, you know, we'll continue to, you know, keep carrying the flame, you know, and helping as many people as we can.
And that's why I think that a lot of these people that have activated the drones, a lot of them are underground now because they're so afraid of the Illuminati. They're feeding into that fear that they don't want us to know what's going on. And it's a sad thing because a lot of people should know that we all have those superhuman powers that we can activate that. Because that's part of us.
Right.
That's our birthright, you know, to know.
They want to keep us enslaved and asleep.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They want sheeple, like you do. Not people.
Sheeple is right. Sheeple is right. Exactly, sheeple.
Yeah.
They don't want followers.
Is there anything
listen,
you like
I've enjoyed it. I wish I could stay on longer, but I got to turn in for bed now. Thank you so much, all of you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, Steve. We always love you on the show.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
We welcome
nice
you back.
Too.
God bless.
Take care.
Okay.
Good night, all of you.
Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here. He seems like a very nice gentleman. Very nice gentleman. Looks like he has a lot of interesting subjects to talk about. And he's definitely got a gift. I can definitely tell. You just never know who you're going to meet out there. You know. And anybody that has spiritual gifts or anything like that, let us know what you kind of gifts that you do have, you know. But
we're not open just to that, but we're open to all kinds of information of about UFO technology, of about alien, whatever that
mm-hmm.
might be. You know, we welcome you on our show tonight.
And I just want to add to that, if you are a celebrity or anybody that, whether be rich or poor, whatever, please feel free to call in and get your prayers and get some spiritual energy healing. We will share any information that you would like to know. As long as, we know that everyone is of the light and that we can all help humanity, I just wanted to share that message. Anybody that would like to call in, please do now.
Not only that, I just wanted to share if there's people out there that are going through, we know that the Mercury retrograde that we're in right now is affecting a lot of people's emotions right now. If there's anybody out there that's been experiencing some very negative emotions, the best way is to we'll help you with prayers. We'll be there to, listen to you and to help, in any way. I just wanted to share that. Richie, is there anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I was just going to say Friday night that we had John on, my friend, here in Pueblo, Colorado, and we were had a pretty interesting night. I don't know those callers that might have listened. We were talking about alien abductions and UFOs, extraterrestrials, and or any other type of supernatural things. We also talked about paranormal investigation for ghosts and spirits, things like that, or any other stuff that we were talking about, and if anybody that does have an experience or something that that you've seen or heard or witnessed, we would like to hear from you. I'm very interested because I do a lot of research on UFOs as well, and I'm also paranormal investigation in ghost hunting. Me and my wife, we did it for several years that we were paranormal investigators at our own team. And if you have any experience and you want to talk about it tonight, if anything, we're here to listen, and I'm very interested in it too as well. If you have any questions for me, my name's Richie, and I can answer some of the questions, even in the paranormal, or Adrian or Roy, you could ask, because they all have experience and stuff too as well. And that's what makes the night very interesting, is talking about the unknown, the supernatural. you know, we're not alone in this world. There is, this is a big universe, and a you know, this world's pretty big. This Earth here that we're living on is, we're Earthlings here, and I'm sure a lot of people out there that you have seen UFOs and you witnessed, maybe even extraterrestrials. And I live out in Pueblo, Colorado. Here I'm out in the prairie area. This is what we call the UFO land out here. This area around here is known for UFOs sightings out here. And, you know, especially at nighttime, we live about 30 miles out from Pueblo City, and it stays pretty dark out here. So, you know, anybody that has experience, please give us a call, and we'll talk about these.
Richie, if you don't mind, I would like you to say a prayer for all the callers out there, including my neighbor who's having a demonic attack, or anybody that is suicidal. Can you please say a prayer for us tonight?
Yes, I can. I can say a prayer here. Father, we know that you are here tonight with us, that God, that you know that you're watching out for Brennan, for those, Father, that is thinking about suicide tonight, Father, that we ask to please help them to give them peace, that inner peace, that love, that unconditional love that you are, Father. We ask if you can shine your light inside of them tonight, and whatever they're going through this depression and through agony or whatever it is, Father, that you know that they're going through. We know, God, that you have created us, and you have overcome this world, and even from the enemy. But, Father, we ask for this night tonight, that we ask for your presence and for your presence, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we, if you are the Son of God, and we ask for your light to shine upon these people tonight, and to help those, to bless those, and to give them peace and comfort. And for this show tonight, for to help those who are going through things, no matter if we are poor or rich, or we are whatever that we are, Father, that you still love us the same. Your unconditional love never fades away. Because no matter if we don't believe you, or those who don't believe you, you're still there, and you still love us the same. Father, that we are always searching. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ. We say this, amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
Richie.
We thank you, Richie, for, you know, sharing that prayer with all of us at this time. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are going through, you know, different things in their lifetime right now, and we can all use that mutual help.
Mm-hmm. For sure, there is. There's many that are suffering right now, and especially how our economy is. And I think that I do believe we're getting ready for a new world order, and it's happening. The in the Bible, Revelation, it talks about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist, and he is coming. He is, and if he's not here yet, but I do believe that everything that is getting established right now. It is. It's getting established. So, you know, this world does need healings. It, you know, it needs God and for his love and his peace. And we are coming closer. We're coming closer, and I don't know when this world is going to end, but it's going to end. It's going to happen. You know, and we have to be spiritually ready and prepared, you know, for to put on our armor and be ready for the end. And it's going to be about, you know, who do you worship, and you worship God or Satan. And it's going to be that, into that point. And the main thing is, you know, who do you, you know, who do you serve, and who do you love? And that God has gave you so much, and he loves you so much, that he would never let you go. No matter what, no matter how much we push him away, you know, and his love never fades away. His love is forever. And like I say, I do believe that you know, we're stepping into something. This is you know, this economy and everything's in plan. Everything's planned. Why the economy is failing, everything is planned. Nothing is a you know just made up, you know. And even if, you know, things say, or they may say it's made or something, that this or that, you know. But I do believe that we see better days coming. We're going to see better days.
I just wanted to mention, Richie, that yesterday I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about the Mark of the Beast numbers, 666.
Yes.
And they were talking about they were broadcasting it on the radio, and they were trying to tell people what that really means, and that it is the mark of the beast. But they were actually broadcasting it to people that people know what it means. And I'm not talking about in a good way. They're broadcasting in a bad way so that people will follow that numbers. Is there anything you want to add to that, or?
Well, you know, I'm sure that, you know, like I say, the Bible's been around for, you know, from generations. And, you know, basically the revelation speaks that you know, that there is going to be, you know, a mark or the forehead and in the right palm of the hand, you know, the right hand, which means that I do believe that in the New World Order that they'll set, that it's going to be, you know, the Bible talks about who do you worship. And the Bible also, what God said, he said, those who worship the beast will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So those who partake of the mark of the beast will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, they are the child of... Okay, so they've already had, in the Bible it speaks that, you know, that they have already made that choice. So this is more of a who do you... you know, as the Bible, and you could read it in Revelation, it's in there. Can't remember exactly what verse, but you know, as you read the Bible, it'll tell you, the King James. But, but I, like you say, that to understand what is going to happen is to have a spiritual connection with God and read the Bible, and do some research on it, because... You know, it's going to happen, and I don't believe that the Bible is a lie. I believe that, you know, God never lies. You know, he's telling the truth. He wants to save us. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, to save us from our sins and to bring us into heaven. And those who are hurting today, remember that all you have to do is repent. All you have to do is tell Jesus, please come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You know, and he wants you to come. He wants you to spend eternal life with him. And, you know, but I do believe that, you know, a lot of that in the Bible, the talks, you know, well, really, it's almost eerie when you really read it, the Revelation, because, you know, it depends on how you take it, you know. But I read the Revelation several times. And he kind of puts a, you know, that goosebumps up on the back of your neck, because, you know, you're thinking, oh, wow, you know, if this stuff is really going to happen. And
yeah.
I do believe it's going to happen. I believe it's happening. I believe that they are establishing it now. I believe that, you know, that they are. And as high as our technology is getting right now, I do believe these. There is some people that I do believe that, well, even in Mexico that I've heard that they were even doing the Mark of the Beast, but there was even people in America here too as well that started taking this chip. And, you know, yeah. So, you know, what would you want to say about that, Ethan?
Well, I think you're totally right. I think people need to be more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Just like last night, where my neighbor said he was demonically possessed. When I felt that demon,
mm-hmm.
it was almost like he felt like this was the end of his world, you know what I mean? That was just kind of crashing down on him.
Yes, yes. But, you know, you have to accept now on demonic falling angels, as you could say, that you have to the person that is attached to one, you know, and if you are attached to one, you have to command it. You have to leave. You have to command it to leave out of you. And if you don't, it'll keep possessing you. It'll keep possessing you. You know, if you call upon the name of Jesus Christ or God to cast this out and tell it to leave, you know, any priest, any you know, Catholic priest or pastor that would prey upon you is not exactly going to just cast that out because if you don't accept it and you don't accept God or Jesus Christ, that falling angel is going to come after you again, that demon. And he's going to be coming after you. You know, he's going to keep it. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. That's what they want the most is they want to take over us. They want to take over us. They want to take over. They don't have a human form. They're falling angels. They're falling angels, demons. So they don't have a human form. Okay. Now take it as you will. That if you've ever seen one, people, and I had myself. I've helped in exorcisms. I've seen them in my dreams. I've actually seen them in real life. But you know, if you don't believe it, you know, they're out there. They're out there because you know we're not alone, but we're protected. We have to remember that we are the children of God, so we are protected. We just have to accept God. You know, we have to accept God, so because that's why we're in the body of Christ, you know. But the main thing is that's how possessions usually begin, is usually by accepting that, you know, demon to come in.
Yes.
And, well, in fact, your friends, you know, the person that you do know, they have to cast that out. You can cast it out yourself by prayer or a pastor or a priest or someone can cast it out, you know. Yeah. And, you know, there's verses in the Bible where you can read, research it on the internet or however you want, and you can, you know, and there are certain words that you can cast out. But the main thing is, are they willing to accept? Are you willing to accept to cast it out, you know, to leave, to have it. People out there, if you do, or maybe that you have one that's connecting with you, give us a call. We can pray for you. We can cast demons out. You know, we can cast them out. But you have to remember, if we cast it out, you have to accept, you know, you got to accept God. You got to look in deep into your heart, deeper into your heart to know who created you and who loves you the most. So that's the main thing. Who do we accept? Who do we worship? You know, and that's, you know, right there.
It's true.
What's your thoughts about that, Eddie?
Well, you know, it's very weird because when I approached him in that way, he told me that I was trying to judge him accordingly, you know, to think that he was being demonically possessed. But the way I approached it, he said, the last thing I need is somebody coming in here and telling me that I'm possessed, but all I want is somebody to listen to me. And then he told me to get out. He yelled at me and said, get out. And I felt that demonic presence, but I wasn't willing to back down from it. I said, I will pray for you, brother. That's what I told him.
Well, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. And one thing is you can't have fear.
Yeah.
They feed off your fear. They know you're afraid. And they know that you're not going to be able to cast them out in that fear. But having the power of God, of Christ with you, you know, and being in the body and the spirit of Christ, that you can cast out that evil spirit. Jesus did many times. I mean, I don't know who out there maybe don't believe in Jesus, the Son of God, but, you know, he's there. And, it's maybe some people just have a hard time understanding, you know. And even reading the Bible itself, that you know, take your time to read the Bible, take your time, and you'll feel God's love. You'll feel who he really is, you know. The main thing is. The main thing is we are battling every day, people. We are battling every day, good and evil. We are battling. We haven't seen nothing yet. What we have not seen, we are going to see. We are going to see. Our eyes are going to be open. Our eyes are going to be, we're going to see more stuff. You know, the main thing is we count on man, we count on the government, we count on this, we count on that. But that's all going to fade away. It is. It's just temporary, you know. It's just temporary. You know, that's what I had to share.
And why isn't there too many, if you think about, why is there so many illnesses and diseases in the world? Because they're all, it's all about demonically possession, you know. You hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, how many.
Yes, you know what? Yes, and our bodies, we shouldn't be sick. We should be healthy, you know, really, we should. And, you know, and everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to get up and, you know, walk around and feel good every day. Not have sickness of cancer and, you know, or AIDS or whatever it is that we're going through. Maybe people out there right now, listeners, that, you know, maybe that, you know, you're going through cancer. Maybe there's some kind of disease you're going through. But you know what? The power of God can cast those out. And if you want prayer tonight for diseases or cancer or whatever that's trying to bring you down, as the enemy is, give us a call. And we'll pray it out of you. Because,
yeah,
you know, that's how God loves us. That's how much he loves us. God is the spirit of love, and that's why I call him the spirit of unconditional love. He's a spirit of peace, you know. That he'd like you to say, he's not from yesterday, he's not today, he's now. You know, that's who God is, you know. That's why he wants to help us every day. And, you know, yeah. So,
I wanted to ask you if you feel that people like Justin Bieber, you know, we know that he went to prison, and we know that he got himself into drugs, and he had all this money and all this power, but he didn't know what to do with it. Would you say that that's demonically possession, or?
Yes, like definitely. Definitely. I definitely believe he may have gotten mixed up with something. And it could be drugs or cops or something. Maybe there's something he got mixed up with somebody else. And that happens with a lot of celebrities, you know, and they get suicidal, and they, you know, no matter how much money you make out there, people, you're never going to be 100% happy. You know, money is only a temporary, you know, and what happens when the system crashes? What happens when the, you know, government says no more, you know? Yeah, and, you know, how are we going to survive through this? And the main thing is it's going to happen. I don't know when, but it's, you know, and I think we're heading down to the, you know, we're heading down to something, like an economic shutdown. But, you know, and like I say, this is all part of the New World Order. This is all part of the New World Order. And the main thing you're talking about, you know, Illuminati or some, you know, that, you know, they have their own organization, you know. I don't exactly get involved with them, and I don't, you know, go there and ask questions. But, you know, as long as you know who you worship, as long as you know that, you know, I have a relationship with God, Jesus Christ, that's what matters. And that's what matters, you know, is that, you know, that you know where you're going to go when you leave this world. And that's the main thing. Is that, you know, that? But I feel those people out there that are thinking about suicide. I feel these people out there that are hurting, trying to find work and jobs and financial. But God will always lead you. He will always lead you to financial. He will always give roof over your head. He's always going to help you. You just have to ask him, faith, you know. What's your thoughts about that, Adrian?
Well, you know, it's a sad thing because, you know, they could be using it to help people. They could be using it to better their lives and figure out new technologies that could help and cure diseases rather than spend their money on things that are unclean, that, you know, things that won't get them into heaven. And
yeah,
forgiveness
and
is a big thing too. You know what I mean? Forgiveness is a big deal to swallow.
Right. You know, I'm just going to share that, you know, it's not our works that get to heaven. It says in the Bible that it's through the grace of God to make it to heaven, which means that, yes, Jesus says that, you know, accept me as your Lord and Savior, and I am the way to the Father. No other man cometh to the Father but through me. And that's what Christ said, you know, that that if we want to go with the Father, if we want to go to a better or more peaceful place. But he also said, stay free of sin. Stay free of sin, because that's what keeps the demons out of us. That's what keeps, because we have the power on the body of Christ, the power of the body of Jesus. And that, therefore, when we feel one coming around, we can just tell it to leave, you know, or even cast it out, you know, to help others out there too. So.
Yeah.
You know, the main thing is, like I say, that the books are coming open a lot more. Things are being seen a lot more, and more experiences. And we're seeing a lot more, like you say, extraterrestrials, UFOs. We're seeing a lot more of that now than we ever have. You know, I think that they're just, you know, showing themselves a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, and... like I say, that I have many other places I want to investigate to, and you know, and UFOs, and I mean, what are they 100%? You know, are they something that, you know, the government, or are they, you know, like or something from another planet somewhere, you know, in the universe? So it's very you know, like I say, it's amazing to know what's out there, you know, it is. But,
well, you know, we were doing some research on the Illuminati, and they were saying that they're tracking everything that people are saying just by certain codes. They look for certain codes, like the things that we say, and then they start, they're attacking them. Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever heard of Conspiracy Theory by Jesse Ventura?
Yes. That's exactly
he can't be on public television anymore, but he has investigated a lot, you know. And I'm not going to get into, you know, I don't want to get into very much in the, you know, details of things, but you can look him up on YouTube. You know, Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory people. If you want to listen to him, and he used to have a TV show on Real TV, but he wanted to tell the things that was never said, what to be ready for, you know, to investigate other things, like reptilians. And he believes that, you know, that there is quite a bit of reptilians out there as well, and, you know, and other stuff, you know. But... there is a lot of, you know, you can look him up on YouTube, because I'm not going to go too far, you know what I mean, go too far into the information of other things. So look him up on YouTube, Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory, and you can see him on there, and he's got different shows that he did, and some things may shock you, you know, when you look at some of the stuff, because he's done a lot of investigation here in this country. But... your thoughts about Conspiracy Theory. Are you there, Adrian?
Yeah. So what's your thoughts on the movie E.T., Richie?
E.T.? You're talking about the old one, right? The one the old one, Drew Barrymore? Yeah, or I mean, not Drew, what's her name? I can't remember that actress's name. What's her name?
Yeah.
I think I said her name wrong, because that's the other actress. But anyhow, yeah, I've seen it. It's a pretty old movie. It's back out in the 80s, and, you know, I seen it when I was just real little. And, you know, I'm almost 40 years old. I liked it. I thought it was very interesting, you know. And you know, and I do believe that we, you know, we've discovered those kind of creatures too, these aliens. I do believe it, you know. Maybe not much of looking like E.T., the movie, but who knows, maybe similar. But, you know, they're out there. And if you have experience with extraterrestrials and other things, we talk about all kinds of things. But we're really interested in it. But E.T. is a good movie. It's a good one. It is. One of my favorites is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's, you know, a good UFO movie. Yeah. If you ever get a chance of watching that out there, Close Encounters. And another one was called Fire in the Sky, and I think I talked about that on Friday. I think you were gone during the time, but was talking about Fire in the Sky. Yeah. That's a true story about an alien abduction. And, their brothers were driving in the woods coming back from work, and they seen a bright light, like something above in the universe and the stars. And it was coming down close to the woods, and they both got out to investigate to see what it was. And one of the brothers got out, and he looked up in the light, and it got closer down in the woods. He looked up, and he was zapped up. The UFO zapped him right up, and his brothers got the heck out of there, you know. They didn't know what to do. But he was abducted. He actually seen, it's a true story called Fire in the Sky, but he told a lot about the extraterrestrials. And they did a lot, they were testing his DNA and all kinds of things on him. But would be something, though, to be abducted by a UFO, you know, to go places where you've never been, you know. What's your thoughts about that, Adrian? Yeah, what's your thoughts?
That would be very extraordinary. I think you can go into places like the movie. Well, you've seen the movie Never Ending Story.
Yes.
Where the dragon takes them into the white dragon takes them into that world.
Yeah, that would be really, really neat. And like you were saying, the movie Labyrinth. Have you ever seen the movie Labyrinth? With David Bowie, but that is a good movie. That is like a great fantasy movie. And, you know, you think about it, if you were to go in some kind of world like that of, you know, creatures and whatever that was around you, you know, but that would be interesting. It really would. It really would. But who knows? Maybe there is things like that out there. You know, maybe not beyond other worlds out there, you know. The universe is huge. There are lots of different planets, you know. Different planets that we've never discussed.
Do you believe the movie The Shining, do you believe that was real, based on true event with Jack Nicholson? And
I do believe there was some theory in that. I do believe there was a theory on that. What was that? I'm sorry?
It was made back in 19... It says it was on their picture. It said it was back in 1983. And at the end of the movie, Jack Nicholson's picture was on the wall in that hotel. And that was a very old hotel that they stayed in.
Yeah, that one was made, I do believe, it was made here in Colorado. It was in Estes Park. It was in Stanley Hotel. That's where they made the movie there. And that place is really neat. If you ever get a chance to ever stay there, it is awesome. It's called Estes Park, and Estes Park Stanley Hotel. And you can look it up online. It's also known as being haunted too. The paranormal industry, I believe, went there. There's a lot of history, and it's really a neat place. But that's where they filmed The Shining. They filmed that there.
He said that an old woman choked Danny, you know, the young boy, that there was an old woman that choked him with a rope.
Yes.
Well, you believe that could happen with a lot of the hauntings and stuff?
The what? I'm sorry?
You believe stuff like that can happen, where they can be choked by these spirits or a rope or something?
Oh, sure, I do believe that. I do. And it's happened. It's happened in these, in places, you know, haunted places. And, oh, yeah, you know, you can, you know, there's been people that's been touched and or what, whatever, you know, choked or whatever it is. And the main thing is that that's why if you do, I was just going to say, if you do paranormal investigation, you know, recording spirits or whatever that you're doing, you know, like I say, that be very careful, as I say, that, you know, because you never know, you know, and have your protection with you, you know, whatever that you, you know, feel that can protect you. But the main thing is that I always ask prayer before I do investigations anywhere, you know, any places I've gone to, you know, from ghost towns to.
Can you share us about your experience back in, where was it?
Cripple
Creek.
Do you mean paranormal investigating, you mean?
Yeah, I can
if we got time here for a few minutes. Okay, Cripple Creek, Colorado, those who've ever been there, it's a really neat ghost town. Now, it's been a casino for quite a while, too. But and other stuff there. But, you know, I'd say probably, well, it's been over 100 years ago, but there was a lot of, you know, gunslinging. It was a rough town back then, a really rough town. And there was a lot of rough, as far as death that happened there. Anyhow, the investigations that I have done, I believe it was the old Womack Hotel. It was actually TAPS or other paranormal teams has gone in there, and they allowed me and my wife to go in there to investigate this abandoned hotel. And, in fact, the sheriff that was with us, he was actually the security there. He told me, he says, I'm not going inside that hotel. He says that he has seen spirits that's been up above from the windows. He says he's seen a woman looking down at him, dressed in, you know, the olden time type clothes. But it scared, it gave him the heebie-jeebies so bad he did not want to go up there. And he was a sheriff's deputy, you know. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, it don't bother us because I've been to plenty of haunted places, you know, from mortuaries to old cemeteries. So anyhow, we went in there and investigated, did some tape recording, videotaping, and we did catch some. I'll have to gather up my EVPs one night, see if I can play them, you know. So I have to gather up because this is quite a few years ago when I went in there, but you know that we did get the heebie-jeebies going up there. I mean, we felt, you know, we definitely wasn't alone. If you ever go there and you ever stay at Cripple Creek, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know what I'm talking about. But it's, you know, in fact, there's an old cemetery. It's not far from there, too. And that's been there for a couple of hundred years. And it's just one of those places that definitely haunted. Definitely got paranormal activity. It does. It's got a haunted history to it. In fact, they've got books and all kinds of, and everybody there will tell you a story. Everybody. People who work there, clerks or whatever, or restaurant, whoever, they'll tell you stories of that place. They'll, you know, and even telling you, you'll get the heebie-jeebies. Even telling you. But, you know, the main thing is that we had fun of what we were doing. You know, we had fun of what we were doing, yeah. And that's just one of the, you know, one of the places that we've gone to. And then, you know, and if you ever want to get it together, well, you know, whatever that you'd like to do, you may like doing the paranormal investigations. Maybe you're already doing already, you know, and you have your own experience. But if anybody out there that is a paranormal team or does paranormal investigations, please give us a call, and you know, you can tell us your stories, you know. But we didn't have no callers tonight, huh?
No callers. You want to tell us a little bit about your friend John, what he's been experiencing, or?
Yeah, John, my friend John here, and he lives here in Pueblo County, Pueblo, Colorado, right by me. We live in the what we call the UFO land out here. John is very experienced in Matrix stuff, whoever sees Matrix. He's a costume designer, and he's also an investigator with me with the paranormal, with the UFOs and stuff out here. So one of these nights, you know, I'll get him back on again, and, you know, you can talk when we have a little bit more time. Did you say we're going to a half an hour next weekend?
On the 25th.
25th, so that's probably next weekend, huh? Yeah. But, yeah, you know, we get a, you know, if we have time, we can talk about it, you know, because I've been doing a lot more research.
If we all have to get money to get more hours, we can do it.
Well, I'll talk to my wife and see what we can do about that, because maybe we can get something going. We can keep it going. You know, I'd like to. You know, it's interesting for everybody out there, you know, who's listening right now, because, you know, we have a two-hour show that we just did. You know, we talk about everything from spiritual healing to, you know, to supernatural. Yeah, yeah. And I'm also going to be doing a lot more research out here for UFOs out here in the state of Colorado here. But out where we live out here, and the stars are very bright out here. That's why you can see a lot more, because we live far from the city. And that's the best place to go UFO hunting is. Go out, whoever's ever been to Sedona, Arizona, now that's an interesting place, Sedona, because they actually take you on a tour, a UFO tour. And I haven't actually been on the tour, but they have a UFO shop. And they have a few of them up there. But it's pretty neat, Sedona. Yeah.
You see, I'm glad you mentioned that, because last time me and Adrian went to Sedona, we met with a lady in one of the local restaurants. She was one of the waitresses, and she was telling us all this information about UFO sightings.
Wow.
One thing about Sedona, people there are very open to talking about UFOs and their experiences that they've had, you know.
Yeah.
Another place is right in Phoenix. A big mothership went down Main Street one day.
Yeah, that's called the Phoenix Lights, what they call it. Yeah. Yeah, it's really been talked a lot. You go to Phoenix, because I lived in Mesa, Arizona for a few years, and not too long ago, and because, you know, you came down to visit, but there was a lot of, you talk to a lot of people, and they'll tell you about Phoenix Lights. They'll tell you about this UFO they've seen. And I'll tell you, people, this UFO was huge. I mean, I never knew that UFO, you know, they were that big, I've never seen one that big, you know. The ones I've ever seen, and maybe smaller, you know. But that would be amazing to see something like, I'd love to see something like that. Something that big, this alien, you know, spaceship. And, And you were right, you know, Arizona. But,
there's a lady that I want to connect you with.
Okay.
Her name is Sharon, and she's been feeling very suicidal, but you want to explain to you a little bit about her history. I've been working with this lady, and she saw this huge mothership come above her house, and she saw these bright lights in the arm, and that she has a chip inside of her body. And I've been working with the deprogramming, and I pulled her out of the suicide thinking processing, but she paid me, of course. So the reason why I want to connect her with you is because I want you to give her some spiritual insight on a lot of this UFO investigation that you've been doing, and why she's been experiencing what she's been experiencing.
Are you picking up that it might be, now are you picking up that it might be demonic, or are you picking up that it might be some kind of alien life form that's inside of her that's growing?
I think there, you know, to me, I think there could be a little bit of both, really. I think more of demonic, really, than just the alien abduction. But more demonic. But depending on what she's messing with, too, you know, if she's, you know, she's into something, you know, that it's she's accepting this or bringing this to her, you know, she needs to, you know, she needs to just get out of it, you know, she needs to just get out of it. And if she wants God in her life to heal this, whatever's going on inside of her, you know, that God's ready. He's always ready. He's always ready. He wants us to accept. He just wants us to, you know, to have that help, you know. And main thing is he's a powerful God. He's a powerful God. He created this whole world, universe and all. But, you know, the main thing is that she just has to accept whatever is driving inside of her, like you say, like something trying to force its way into her, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever it is, extraterrestrial. That, you know, just remember that she, you know, a, you know, God's child, and she can get this casted out. He can cast it out. Yeah. He can cast it out. She's powerful. See, our spirits, you know, we're more powerful than we think we are. You know, we can also do mental telepathy, which means that we can move things with our mind.
Right.
People can do that. Yeah. You can move things with your mind. Basically, by our spirits, our the energy of our spirits. Yeah, because we have lots of energy. You know, I was just going to share this with you, that my wife was walking up to my TV. My television was totally off. It was totally turned off. Just all she did is put her hand up by the screen, and I heard like a loud shock, okay? And that TV turned, she had the TV turned on by it. Yeah. And, you know, that's the main thing is that we do have lots of power. You know? We do.
Wow.
I mean, we... You know, God gives us this power. He gives us this power that we can use. Yeah. And say the power of, you know, whatever that you want to do, you know, spiritual healing to exorcisms or whatever that you want to do, that He gives us this power, you know. And the main thing is we have to accept this power. When He gives it to us, and He gives us something that we have to go out and do His, you know, whatever we need to, you know, have to do, that we go and do it. You know, we go and do it. You know, sometimes we ask questions, you know, why me? Why me? You know, well, you know, the main thing is that we do it for Him, you know. We do it for Him.
Yeah, we do.
God Almighty, right. So,
yes, we do. You know.
The main thing is that we have to understand we got more power than we think we do. You know, we're pretty much almost like a electric out, you know. Well, our whole body, our spirits are electricity is what we are, energy, electricity.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have.
Well, you know, we have this other technology called the light. And
you have
the
caller?
No callers right now.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to share with our callers, we have another technology called the light, and there was a bolt of electricity coming out of Dad's back, and I saw this big bolt of electricity. It was huge. And it's a new technology where you can actually heal somebody just by programming certain codes into this technology. And we have a friend of ours, she's a psychic, and she's a Native American. She speaks to an Indian spirit guide.
but she got into an accident, like something hit her in the head to give her this kind of psychic power or whatever you might want to call it, some kind of phenomenon. And she she was able to speak to a spirit guide, Indian, and she made me an Indian doll, and she told me that it was meant for me. So she gave me that doll. And we call him Whispering Spirit.
Sorry, Adrian, did this doll come alive?
Well, it looks alive. It looks like it's alive, but it's an Indian doll. It's a lot of
but have you ever seen it? Yeah. Does its eyes move by itself? Does it you know, do you hear it talk? Does it walk, or what does it do?
Well, my friends say that it scares them because it stares at them. It stares into your soul.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's very
I'm
powerful.
Sure.
Yeah. Indian. Yeah.
Remember that Johnson?
I remember you have a Chucky or something, you know. Yeah. Yeah, that's something you don't want to see in the foot of your bed. Yeah. Well, I was just telling you because I watched this one ghost show that it was on. It was called Ghost Stories or something. It was on cable. Anyhow, I was watching it, and this little girl found a little doll. It was a little baby doll, and she bought it, and and this thing, and this doll started coming alive. It started standing up and walking up by her bed and waking her up, and you know, pulling on her arm and everything. Yeah, and she gets in, so she starts talking to this thing, and you know, her parents think she's crazy, you know, and I mean, you know, seeing a little girl with this talking doll, and this doll, it would get up on the bed with her, lay down with her, get up, he'd take off and laugh, you know, and her mother was asking, what was that? Laughing, sound like a baby laughing. He says, "Oh, that was my little doll," and you know, and this little doll was almost like Chucky, and it started, you know, grabbing things, throwing things around, and this thing was like, you know, it started getting out of control. So they had to try to get the mother got afraid because she seen its head move, and so she threw it in the garbage can outside. She thought she'd get rid of it. It came back. So they had to have a different process thing, but anyhow, I just thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah. I read you about that cat.
Yeah. What about the cat that you had, the church?
Oh, that possessed cat. Yeah, that one here, yeah. That one we had in a place called Tooele, Utah. It was a new house that we had, and I had a friend, his name was Mike Gamble. He gave us this cat, and I didn't know it was possessed. I had no idea that it was, you know. He told me it was a nice cat and everything, but that, you know, he just wanted to get rid of it, you know. I put it in the kennel for me. Hear it growl the whole time. I was driving to take it home. I could hear it growling. And I'm thinking, oh, no. I said, what kind of cat is this? So I brought it inside the house, and I told my wife, I said, hey, I said, at least check out this cat. I got you a cat. This cat's awesome, you know. So I lifted the blanket off, and this cat, its eyes were, you know, it was almost pure black. Okay, this cat had black eyes. And he was just growling and growling and growling. And I opened up the cage, the kennel, and he shot out one, and he inside our almost got my wife, almost scratched her. And he took off, went inside underneath the bed, our bed. And I looked underneath to see where it was, and I could hear him, you know, growl like cats do, you know, but that really mean growl. So I looked underneath. I got my flashlight, looked underneath, and I go, oh, my gosh, Lisa, you got to look underneath here. She looked underneath, and I kid you not, this cat had glowing red eyes. I've never seen a cat have red eyes.
Wow.
But this cat was, cat was very, very, I mean, you know, demonically. So we had to poke it out with a stick and all around and throw him back inside the kennel, and I got rid of it. I gave it back. Yeah. I gave it back to my friend. I said, here, take your cat. He says, all right. He says, I'm not going to keep it. He gave it to somebody, put it in a barn. And I go, yeah, cat's possessed. You know, I said, there's something going on with it, you know. So that's the main thing is that animals can get attached too. They can get, yes, they can, you know. They can get possessed too. And the main thing is, you know, you either deal with it or you, you know, try to cast it out of them, you know. So.
Zombie cat.
What's your...
My little zombie cat, Dad said.
Yeah. Yeah. So are we off the air now? We still got a little more time.
We still got some time. I just wanted to mention that, you know, bringing up animals, it's very interesting you'd say that because I have a friend named Carla, and she told me today that her cat is possessed.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it can happen. It's true stories. It really is. It's true stories.
Oh, really?
It is.
Wow.
They can get attached to these holy angels.
I
can get attached to
them. You know? Disappear.
Yes, yes.
That cat.
The animals could have mental issues, too. They have something wrong with them. Yeah. But,
I came here and I couldn't find it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, my friend, we were talking about the Animobile Horror. The you know, house in New York, and my friend John has actually been to that house. He didn't go inside of it. He says, I would not go inside that house, but he's been up by it. He went up by it. He did not want to go inside the house. He says, no. Not that type.
I had a friend that lived there.
Uh-huh.
And his family was murdered.
Okay, the Lunts. That was the family's name is Lunts, I do believe, or one of the,
He lived there, and he said it is real, and his family was murdered, and there is a very demonic energy presence there. When he came into my apartment, I had to bless my apartment 12 times. It was so bad, the demonic presence.
Yeah, so this energy followed him.
Yes, it did.
It followed him. Wherever he went, it followed him. Yes, it was attached to him. Yeah, and there's more than one presence, I could say, inside that house. There's more than one. There's more than one energy in there. Or I could say more than one demonic. Yes, there could be several inside there, because that place was known as a witchcraft place is what it was. It was a lot of rituals that took place there. And very eerie. It's a very eerie, you know. Most of the people that has gone there to investigate it, to stay the night, and other people that just gone there to visit, they got the heck out of there. Even the priest, the Catholic priest that went into that place, he didn't even want to go inside there. He felt so much negative energy in there, he did not want to go inside. But he did. He did. He exited the house. But it was so powerful. Yeah. It just stayed there. There was just too much. I believe there's a portal, some kind of portal in there that they're traveling through. Yeah. But it was left there. It's been there for a long time, since the house was made, or maybe before that. It could even be before that, too. I think there was an old cemetery behind that house, too, I believe there is. I think there was, or an old cemetery, I think there was. Or there was a cemetery out there or something, or where there was bodies buried. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of eerie if you think about it, you know. Yeah, it's something. Yeah, my friend John actually gave this guy goosebumps. This guy talked about a UFO his house was haunted. He had a female spirit that kept this guy. John, Don was talking some things and kind of gave this guy the heebie-jeebies too. You know.
Wow.
And John has a lot of good stories, and I'll have to bring him on, my friend John, and he'll tell you a lot of things. He's pretty good at, you know, he knows quite a bit of stuff too, as well. But, you know, maybe, like I say, anybody out there that has any type of paranormal experiences or UFOs, you know, feel free to call. You know, if you can call tonight or call next weekend on Friday, you know, Friday night. And, we love to hear from it, you know, to hear stuff. So
did you believe in a lot when they made the movie Harry Potter? Did you believe a lot what they were doing there with the witchcraft and everything?
Yeah, I do believe there's a connection to that. I do believe there's something.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of movies now that they make, there's movies that they made, you know, and they have made it from the past to now, that there mm-hmm. always is a connection of some true fiction that happened. Yes, I do believe that, you know. There's always a fiction. Yeah.
Yeah. It, he had that huge snake and it ate that guy, you know, Voldemort. He had that giant snake and that wand, you know. It was pretty amazing, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. I know what you mean. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was very dark.
Oh, yeah.
I also have a friend shapeshifter. His name is Tyler, and he has a connection with the wolves. He believes that he's a werewolf.
A werewolf? Oh, wow.
That he's cursed by the werewolves.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But he forms into a wolf. And he could smell the Illuminati. Like if they were any close by his house or 2 inches from his house, he could smell them. And they call them the Slayers. They actually call them the Slayers and the Paladins. And they send them out to kill these people that have these totems activated. And he found out that he was a werewolf, cursed by the werewolves. Now, when we get into myths, you know, and urban legends, What are your thoughts on urban legends, Richie? In a way, you know, like the conspiracy of Bloody Mary, Candyman, you know, just different conspiracies of Jack the Ripper, you know, things like that.
Well, the Bloody Mary, that was a fiction, you know, that they had talked about for a long time before they made that movie, and that you would look in the mirror and you would say it 3 times and she would appear behind you.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bloody Mary. And I've talked to several people that's done it, and they said that they've had somebody standing behind them, you know. But, you know, I don't ever do that, but, I mean, I've heard. But, you know, you never know. You never know.
Some say she was a witch. Like the one on when they made the movie, The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. No, that was a true story, The Blair Witch Project. That's true. That's a fiction.
Yeah, that's
a fiction.
And there's something out in the woods. There's something dark beneath that woods that they're not talking about. It's a connection with the Illuminati.
Yes. There was another show on Spider-Man that was on. It was almost like that. But it was... I can't remember the name of the show. But it was called...
Was it The Craft? The Three Witches?
No, different than this. This is true. This is a true stories that happened. But these are people that were they have tried to go and discover places, almost like the witch, the Blair Witch Project, haunted places, and some of them have never returned. They've gone into the woods and places, and they've never returned. Now, there was only a few of them that got back to where it was, back to their vehicle, but there was a couple that never returned, or one person that never returned. They never found them. You know, that whatever is out there that was, that got a hold of them, and they never returned. That person or whoever returned. But I don't remember the name of it. I think it's called, I don't remember the name exactly. Is it Dead or Alive or something? But it was something. But you might be able to look it up, you know, Google it, or something like that. But interesting. Interesting.
What about the movie, what is it called, Waxwork, where they walked into those different dimensions? You know, they say that could be reality. You know, we don't know. I mean, those alternate dimensions that we can walk in that timeline.
Yeah.
Back in the vampires or the werewolves or the mummy, you know, things like that back in the Egyptian days,
I've seen it. It's pretty good movie. It's a pretty good movie. It's, wow. You know, just when you brought that up, I was thinking about that because that was a very interesting, yes. But they would go in all these different times, time of the mummy, the werewolf, the vampires, and yes, and they, you know, and if they had fell over the line and through the artworks, that, you know, or whatever, that what it is, it was a museum, wasn't it? Like a museum with all these different creatures and monsters, and they were all made out of wax. And this guy actually had created all these things. And so all these kids would go in there, these young men and women go in there to go check it out, you know, because it was like a show they would see. And they'd go in there, and he used to push them in there, or they would fall in there or something. And if they fell behind the ropes where that little creatures or monsters were at, waxwork, they're going to go right into the middle. What happens is it turns. Yeah, I remember that. I do. Yeah. Yes.
Like back in the time of the pharaoh or the mummy, you know, like the old Egyptian mummy, you know. A lot of history to that. Yeah, the pharaoh. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and check out, and I'll go ahead and talk to you guys on Friday, or I'll call you here in a couple of days here, Dan. So, all right, Adrian, and we send my love to you. And buddy out there, God bless you. We're still on the air. And just remember that God is always with you, and God bless you for whoever's going, you know, whatever you're going through, that he'll heal you in spiritual healings. And I send this prayer to you, you know, in conditional love. So, anyhow... all right, Adrian, I'll talk to you later, and I'll talk to you later. Yeah, you have a good night.
Keep your eye on the sky.
Yes, and keep your eye on the sky, definitely. Please, let us if you can get the, are you on the air still?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyhow, if you see anything up there in the universe and you're looking, keep your eye on the sky. You see anything, you can also, email. I don't know if they can. They email you guys if they see any, have any pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't
email
know if
us.
Way of...
Email me at Pathfinder 255
UFO. Yeah, and you know, and I'd like to news talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a good. Take care. All right. All right, good night. Good night. We'll see you. Bye-bye.